The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome into the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer. I am Chad Hasty, filling in for Mark Davis. He's out one more day. He'll be back next week. I know he's probably just chomping at it, just ready to come back and discuss all the news and probably last night's Texas Rangers game as well. And, of course, get with you on so many of the big topics of the day. It's my pleasure and honor once again to fill in for Mark Davis here on 660 AM, The Answer. My name is Chad Hasty. I'm a radio talk show host out of Lubbock, Texas. My show airs not only in Lubbock, but also Amarillo, Wichita Falls, Abilene, and it's an honor once again to be here with you on this Good Friday, heading into your Easter weekend. What a wonderful weekend this is going to be! A beautiful Sunday. I always look forward to Easter. It makes my heart happy, and we're going to get into some a little bit of a religious messaging today, and some a little bit of religious talk as we get into just how many folks are going to church and have and believe that faith is instrumental in their lives. You would be maybe surprised, maybe you wouldn't be surprised, to learn just how many Americans say that religion now is really losing influence in America, and losing influence not only in America but in their own lives every single day, and just how bad that is for our country, and about how I have talked about this on my show so many times, that it of course it does matter who we elect in November, but that's not going to flip anything. It's not like a switch where all of a sudden everything's going to be great and wonderful in the United States, and we're going to have no problems, and we're not going to have any crime. We hope that things will get better. We hope that things will should improve if we get Trump into the White House in November. But it's not like flipping a switch. Our problems in the United States go deeper. Our problems as a society go deeper than just who sits in the White House or who occupies or who is in control of the House of Representatives or the U.S. Senate. So that is some stuff we will get into today, but we've also got just a ton of other news that we'll be getting into. We'll visit with Genevieve Collins with AFP Texas. She was yesterday talking about some of the border issues. We do have some border issues that we'll talk about with Genevieve Collins coming up at 8:05. Congressman Tony Gonzalez, we'll visit with him coming up at 9:05 this morning. And then we've also got, of course, this big fundraiser that took place last night. Did you hear about it? Did you hear about the big fundraiser with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and Joe Biden? But Barack Obama was there, and Bill Clinton was there, and Joe Biden was there as well, raising $25 million in New York City as well. The former president, Donald Trump, was attending a funeral for a slain New York City police officer. Yes, we will talk about that and what it does show about not only the Democrats, how the Democrats may be running this race for re-election for Joe Biden, but where we are just as a society when it comes to law and order, a message that the former president was hammering yesterday. We will talk about that. We've got a voter fraud conviction that was overturned in the state of Texas. We'll talk about that today. Also, gambling popping back up in the state after the Las Vegas Sands. They've started a new group that they want to expand casino gambling. They want to have casino gambling in Texas, and they've launched a new, I guess you could say, petition in order to do that. I'll tell you why it's a pretty far-fetched deal as of right now. So we've got all of that to get into on the Friday edition of the Mark Davis Show. We want to hear from you, though, on a wide range of issues. 866-660-5759. That's 866-660-5759. That's also the way you can text in on that Patriot Mobile text line, 866-660-5759. You can get in touch with us on just, again, a wide range of issues. How about yesterday, opening day? I'm a big baseball fan, love baseball. I've got the subscription to the MLB TV, so I'm watching yesterday. Productivity just dropping yesterday as we had the Sweet 16 was going on. We also had, of course, opening day, so I actually got to watch a little bit of the Baltimore Orioles game. I'm not a Baltimore Orioles fan, not at all, but it's opening day, so that's fine. I'll watch opening day. And then, of course, last night, the Texas Rangers and the Chicago Cubs. It was a great game at the Globe. I call it the Globe. At the Globe, it was a great game, a great matchup, and the Rangers deserve to win. The Rangers deserve to win, that's for sure, because of this blown call by the ump who missed the Cubs batter. Had done a foul tip on the ball, and the ball got away from the Rangers catcher, Jonathan Heim. And you have replay in Major League Baseball. You have replay in Major League Baseball, but you can't replay that. For whatever reason, if you either have replay or don't have replay, if you're going to be able to have replay in Major League Baseball, then just have it. Then just do it. Otherwise, get rid of it, because it almost cost the Texas Rangers a game. I'm glad it did not. I'm glad Jonathan Heim was able to get that game-winning run, and he was redeemed, if you will. And the Ranger fans very excited. Those in attendance at last night's game, and just what a great game to have for opening day, where it was for the most part well pitched, and just an entertaining game for America, at least those who were watching. And not maybe watching the Sweet 16. For those who are baseball fans, it was a great game to watch and see. So that was fun to see last night. If you have any, you want to comment, are you excited about this year's Rangers? Are you excited about the Rangers, the possibility of them, as they say, running it back, if you will, and maybe going back-to-back with the World Championship? I did see this where they had a few problems with the banner, the championship banner, when they were trying to unfurl the banner. It had some issues, and I saw one comment on X, which was, hey, okay, give the folks at DFW a break. It's been a while since they've unveiled a championship banner. That stung. That really did. That hurt. And as a lifelong Cowboys fan, someone who did grow up in DFW, right there in Grand Prairie, Texas, a lifelong Cowboys fan, it hurt, because I know that was meant for the Cowboy fans. I know that comment was made for the Cowboy fans who have gone a very long time without seeing a banner unfurled at their stadium. Again, so great win by the Texas Rangers, and I'm sure Mark was very happy to see that last night. Rangers off today. They're going to be playing this weekend, a little off day in between games on opening weekend. weekend. And how about this? Well, we'll get to this story. This fundraiser that has made national news because Joe Biden had to bring out Obama and Bill Clinton to get any type of excitement going whatsoever. Biden's star-studded New York City fundraiser raises more than $25 million, where a photo with him, Clinton, and Obama would cost you $100,000. How sad? How sad is it? Is there anyone you would pay $100,000 to take a picture? Let me rephrase it. Is there any politician? Would you pay $100,000 to get your picture with Trump? Trump supporters, would you pay $100,000 to get your picture with Donald Trump? Again, $100,000 for your photo with Bill Clinton and Obama and Biden, the three depressing tears? I don't know. Is that really what you want to do? And I guess if you have the money. Which, again, it did cost a lot of money to get into this thing. But $100,000 to get your picture with the three of those guys. This is exactly what the game plan is for the Democrats, by the way. I think this is really it for the Democrats. They know they can't get anyone excited about Joe. No one's excited about Joe. The Democrats are not excited about Joe Biden. So what do they have to do? They've got to get Obama and even Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton has been just nowhere near the spotlight for years now. There's no one who's been out there going, you know who we need? We need Bill Clinton. Now, I'm sure Bill's excited. I'm sure he's out there. I'm sure he's excited to see all the ladies out there. Ladies, it is so good to be back. I am so happy to be here. And, you know, listen, if you just want your picture with me, I love taking selfies with all you lovely ladies out there. You got to be careful with him. You got the sniffer with Joe up on stage, and then you got Bill Clinton. You got the groper up there. You got Obama. You got to be very careful with what that $100,000 may get you. Biden appeared with his predecessors, former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, at a star-studded fundraiser in New York City, according to Fox News. Fetched more than $25 million towards his reelect campaign, the one-night-only event at Radio City Music Hall in Manhattan. More than 5,000 people were expected at the sold-out gala. The event wasn't cheap. Organizers charged a minimum of $250 to attend and up to $500,000 for a more intimate, exclusive reception. You know, let me tell you something. I love all those intimate, exclusive receptions. For $100,000, guests could get a photo with all three presidents. Ooh. Let me tell you something. That's something. Stephen Colbert, host of The Late Show, And someone who really does have Trump derangement syndrome, moderated a discussion with Biden and the two former commanders-in-chief in front of thousands of guests. Oh, you know they had to pump Biden full of drugs. In order to be somewhat coherent on that stage, you know they had to pump him up. They just had to in order for him to be, even somewhat interesting up on that stage compared to a Barack Obama, even compared to Bill Clinton. Entry into a smaller virtual event with Biden, Clinton, and Obama, that cost you $25 if you wanted to go. Yeah, no thank you. No thank you. The $100,000 for this, but listen, this is what they have to do. The Democrats know that the Democrat voters are not excited about Joe Biden, so we've got to surround Joe with other people. We got to surround Joe with Obama. We got to surround Joe with Bill Clinton. This might be the roadmap that they use for the rest of the election in order to just try and get people somewhat excited about Joe. If they can convince people, listen, look, you can get all of these guys. You'll be voting for the rock star Democrats, the Democrats of old. You'll be voting for those Democrats. You're not just getting Joe Biden. You're getting Barack Obama. You're getting Bill Clinton, if you really want him back. Don't bring out Hillary, though. Please don't bring Hillary out. But you'll be getting these Democrats. These are the Democrats you'll be getting if you reelect Joe Biden. If you reelect Joe, you get all of us. You get the good old days of the Democrats. That's what they're trying to sell to everyone. 866-660-5759. Give us a call. Give us a text at 866-660-5759. I'm Chad Easty, filling in for Mark Davis on 660 AM, The Answer. Welcome back to the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer. You can get a hold of us at 866-660-5759, both on the phones and on the Mark Davis text line at 866-660-5759. I'm Chad Easty. Glad to be with you on this Good Friday. We've been getting into this big fundraiser that was held in New York City with Joe Biden and the two former presidents, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, a star-studded affair, as they like to say. And Joe Biden was able to raise $25 million. Well, let me put it this way. The former presidents were able to raise $25 million for Joe Biden. I don't think anyone would be paying top dollar to get their photo with Joe. I'm just saying, no one's throwing down $100,000 to get their picture with Joe Biden. Not even Jill would do it. Jill wouldn't even pretend where Joe would, like, fall for it. She wouldn't even do it. But $100,000, I will give the Democrats a little bit of credit, because there's no way you would see this for the Republicans. There's no way. There's no way you would get the Republicans to put their pettiness aside, their disagreements aside. You would never see this from the Republicans, where they went, you know, we don't really personally like Donald Trump. We don't agree with him on everything. I mean, he did. He delivered on judges, but we don't really, you know, he's mean on Twitter, and we don't want to campaign for the guy. You wouldn't see that. You wouldn't see that. You know, Liz Cheney, she's not going to decide otherwise. George W. Bush isn't going to get out there and campaign for Donald Trump. He should. He absolutely should campaign for Donald Trump. This should be bigger than individual personalities and, you know, hurt feelings because your brother didn't get elected president of the United States. It should be different. Republicans should, but this is what happens. The Democrats rally around each other. They will put their differences aside. They'll still have their fights, but they, when it comes to beating the enemy, they come together. The Democrats, they come together and they stick together. Republicans, not really. We're not going to stick together. We're going to be divided. We're going to be divided going into the election. And that's just the way we do things. And this is why Republicans sometimes lose, is because the Republicans don't become united on some of these things. Again, if you want to take back the country and start to repair the country, hey, guess what? We had a primary. Donald Trump won. Time to get behind him. And move on, and all hands on deck in order to take back the country. That's how it should be, but for Republicans, that's not exactly how it's going to go. We know that. We're not going to see George W. Bush out there campaigning for Donald Trump. Ain't going to happen. 866-660-5759. You can give us a text, give us a call. I'm Chad Easty, filling in for Mark Davis on 660 AM, The Answer. Welcome back to the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer. I'm Chad Easty, filling in for Mark Davis. Hope you're having a wonderful Friday morning, a good Friday. And we have, of course, the phone lines open for you at 866-660-5759. And the Mark Davis text line also open for you at 866-660-5759. And let's see, you can get your thoughts in when texture says, For the first time in American history, a former vice president, Pence, refuses to endorse his president. But, of course, you can't blame him when he sent a gang to hang him at the Capitol. Did Trump send the gang? Did Trump send the gang? Where was the gang? Has that been put forward in the courts yet, or just was that something that has been alleged in that some members of the crowd were chanting? Do you really think Trump wanted Mike Pence to be hung? Is that something that you're really thinking happened? Listen, Mike Pence. Is obviously he's not a big fan of Donald Trump anymore, and I think it stems from a few different things. And obviously those two don't see eye to eye; they don't agree with each other at all anymore. The idea that Trump really wanted Mike Pence to hang, I don't buy that. I don't believe that. I think that Mike Pence has joined in with a bunch of other Republicans, and let me tell you, there are more. There are more Republican senators than you think, and members of the House, who, if they were being completely honest, they would tell you they don't like Donald Trump. If they were being honest, they would say, nope, we don't like Donald Trump, but they want to win re-election. Mike Pence isn't running for anything. Mike Pence is, he's not, now he's not anyway, but he's not running for anything. So he's not worried about it. He's not worried about his future political career at this point. And some people are going to be surprised to learn that there are other senators and other lawmakers who, once they retire, once they get out, they're going to say the same thing about Donald Trump. Right now, they're going to go with him. Not every single one of them, but many of them. They're going to go right with Donald Trump right now. But we know that there are a bunch of Republicans who, they're not really on board with Trump. They're on board with winning. They're on board with winning re-election, and they're scared of the voters, and some of that might be okay. I'm a little bit okay with it, that Republicans are, having to listen to the voters and deal with the voters on some of this. I'm okay with that. Donald Trump made a lot of these Republican lawmakers better. He gave them a little bit of a spine to stand up to the Democrats and to stand up to the media. He gave them cover in order to do so. And what happened when he left office? A lot of them collapsed and became squishes again. Republican voters want a fighter. They want, you can say the same thing about what we see here in Texas right now with Ken Paxton, and you've got and some of the other House races that we've seen in Texas and everything else, just with Texas politics. Texas Republicans, Republican voters overall, they want someone who's going to fight for them. They want someone who's going to fight for conservatism. They want someone who is going to be someone they can count on to battle for them. That's what Republican voters want right now. I had a text message last night from one of my great listeners who had said, you know, when it comes to the AG, when it comes to the AG, I don't think he's that much of a stand-up guy, but he wins. He fights for us. He fights for conservatism. He fights against the administration, and that's really what I like. And I had mentioned this possible race between John Cornyn and Ken Paxton. And I had a few people who reached out, but, you know, John Cornyn might be the better man. He might be someone that you would rather hang out with. But I want the guy who's going to fight for my conservative values, and I want someone who's going to fight for my conservative policies, and I want someone who's going to fight the Biden administration every single time. And that's what Republican voters see with Ken Paxton. Well, guess what they see with Donald Trump? They see somebody, he's not going to be the guy that you maybe say, you know what, he is the ideal preacher in chief. You're not going to say that about Donald Trump. You're not going to say he's the most conservative. He's not. But what Republican voters like about Donald Trump is that he's a fighter. And that is something that so many of the detractors of Donald Trump, they have never gotten. They haven't gotten that yet. And the news media, they are befuddled by it. They cannot seem to understand it. Still to this day, they cannot understand what Republican voters really like about Donald Trump. And it's that he's a fighter. And right now we're at a point in the political world and the political era where what we care about, what voters care about, is we want the fighter. We're tired of the wokeism. We're tired of everything being pushed down our throat when it comes to the left and the transgendered stuff and, biological men competing against women. We're tired of this. We're tired of that. We're tired of pornography being shown in libraries, in schools. We're tired of all of this being shoved in our faces and shoved into our kids' faces, and we want somebody who's going to take a baseball bat and go after the other side. Doesn't matter if they're a perfect human being. Doesn't matter if you think they're a stand-up person or not. Who is going to be the fighter? And that's where we are right now. 866-660-5759. You can give us a call. You can also get us on the Mark Davis text line as well. How about this? I saw this poll that was done earlier today. Part of this came out, I guess it was last week. But it goes in, I think it's perfect for what we're setting up for this weekend. Obviously, Easter Sunday. A lot of folks will be going to church. A lot of people will be attending services on Sunday. The headline from the Pew Research Center. 8 in 10 Americans say that religion is losing influence in public life. A new poll, a new Pew Research Center survey finds that 80% of U.S. adults say that religion's role in American life is shrinking. A percentage that's as high as it's ever been, according to the Pew Research Center. Most Americans who say religion's influence is shrinking are not happy about it. 49% of U.S. adults say that both religion is losing influence and that's a bad thing. An additional 8% of U.S. adults think that religion's influence is growing and that it's a good thing. I don't know if it's growing. I don't see it growing. Do you see it growing? Together, a combined 57% of U.S. adults, a clear majority, express a positive view of religion's influence on American life. The survey also found that about half of U.S. adults say it's very or somewhat important for them to have a president who has strong religious beliefs, even if those beliefs are different from their own. But relatively few Americans view either the leading presidential candidates as very religious. 13% of Americans say they think President Joe Biden is very religious. Just 4% say this about former President Donald Trump. Overall, there's widespread signs of unease with religion's trajectory in American life. The dissatisfaction is not just among religious Americans. Rather, many religious and non-religious Americans say they feel their religious beliefs put them at odds with mainstream culture. 48% of U.S. adults say there's a great deal or some conflict between their religious beliefs and mainstream American culture. That's up from 42% in 2020. I'm surprised it's not higher. With everything that we see, with everything that we see in America, with the transgender issues and men competing in women's sports, I mean, you'd think it would be higher than 48%, to be honest with you. 29% say they think of themselves as religious minorities, up from 24% back in 2020. 41% say it's best to avoid discussing religion at all if someone disagrees with you, up from 33% in 2019. And that's part of the problem. This idea that we shouldn't talk about politics because it may offend people. That we shouldn't talk about religion because it may offend people. How's that working out for us? How's it working out for us in society when we're not supposed to talk about religion, we're not supposed to talk about politics, because someone may be offended by something? To me, it doesn't really seem like that's working out well for any of us. To me, it seems like that is not working out. Things seem to be getting a little bit worse in our society. We should be talking about religion. We should be talking about politics. People should sometimes be offended. People should feel that sometimes. People should feel, maybe I am wrong about this. And that's okay. But again, we don't, as a society, when I say we, I mean the we as in society, larger society, we don't want to offend. We don't want to risk being called an ist, a racist, whatever it may be. We don't want to be labeled anything. We don't want people to think that we're bigots. We don't want anyone to think that we're homophobic or racist or anything like that. We as a society, we don't want that. We don't want that. And I don't blame most people, because we've seen how good people, good human beings, good average Americans, they've been attacked over their views. 72% of religiously unaffiliated adults who identify religiously as atheists, that doesn't make any sense, agnostic or nothing in particular, say conservative Christians have gone too far in trying to control religion in government and public schools. 63% of Christians say the same about secular liberals. Now, I received an email this morning. It came out from Axios, Texas, and it had some interesting numbers. Among Texas adults, 40% or more than 9 million people say they never or seldom attend church or religious services. Now, that's compared to a national average of 49%. Other Sun Belt states largely in line with the Lone Star State: Mississippi at 32%, Alabama 36%, Louisiana at 37% have the country's lowest share of adults who say they do not attend church. Maybe we need a society that's getting back into church. Maybe we need a society that is getting closer to God. Maybe that starts this weekend. Maybe that starts on Sunday, where we get some of that love. We get some of that religion that we need, that message that we need. Remember, just because of who we elect in November, it's not going to be a light switch that we flip on and everything's going to be okay. We could stand to use a little bit more God in our society. We could stand to have a little bit more religion and talk about religion and talk about faith. We could do that in this country, and I think it would be better for this country. That doesn't mean we become a theocracy. That's not what I'm calling for. So before some of you go crazy out there, it's not what I'm calling for. But talking about politics, talking about faith, getting back into church, getting families back together, bringing families together, talking about how a mother and a father, that's a good household. It's good for a son. It's good for a daughter to have both a mother and father in their lives, caring about them, loving them, getting them through school, educating them. You want to start turning around society, it goes deeper. It starts in the home. Starts in the churches. That's how we change the trajectory of this country. 866-660-5759. Chad HD filling in for Mark Davis on 660 AM, The Answer. Welcome back to the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM The Answer. Mark Davis out today. He'll be back next week. I'm Chad Easty, filling in for Mark Davis. Glad to be here with you. You can give us a text at 866-660-5759. Give us a call as well. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to start things off with Genevieve Collins with AFP Texas. We're going to talk about some border issues and also get into some new estimates, by the way. I've got a story about new estimates on illegal immigrants in the United States. So we've got that to get into. Also, a voter fraud case that has been overturned here in Texas. This has been a long-running case, so we'll get into that. And then coming up at 9:05, looking forward to this discussion with Congressman Tony Gonzalez out of CD23. He'll be joining us to discuss his reelect campaign. He's in that runoff, which should be a very interesting runoff race. So we'll visit with him coming up at about 9:05. Obviously, still have just a ton of national headlines that we'll be getting into as well. Just one more thing real quick before we wrap up this hour. I want to go back to this this Pew Research deal, just to show you how we have gone from how we're at 80% now. 80% say that religion is losing influence in the United States. Back in 2002, which really wasn't all that long ago, it may seem like it, but it wasn't all that long ago. In 2002, that number was at 52%. 52% of people in 2002 said that religion was losing influence in America, in an American life. It's at 80% today. I fear what it's going to be in 10 years. What is it going to be in 20 years? That worries me. It should worry you as well. 866-660-5759. I'm Chad Easty, filling in for Mark Davis on 660 AM. The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.